Dr. Gandhi, before we let you go, you talked about masks earlier. That was the first topic we had you on the show to discuss. Early in the pandemic, the advice was not to like stockpile medical grade masks or N95s because there was a supply shortage. So there was all kinds of instructions for making your own out of thin fabric. Now that we're talking about potentially more virulent, that means more transmissible strains, and you're talking about the quality of the mask as being partially determinative of how readily it'll spread. Like, what should people be looking for in the masks they're wearing when they go out of the house?
Yeah, that's a great question. At this point, with more transmissible viruses, we would want a mask with more fit and filtration. So we actually just wrote a paper on this with a physical scientist, and it's either an N95, which are harder to get and also very uncomfortable. And what we recommend actually is layering of two masks, a cloth and a surgical mask together. So two masks, but one's cloth, one surgical. Why? Because the surgical has this electrostatic repulsion, so it does more than the cloth. And then the cloth has fiber layers that block the virus. Those two together simulate an N95's blocking capability.
Huh. And fabric, does it matter what fabric?
The fabric should be two layers of cloth and preferably high thread count. And you can either put the cloth next to your face or the surgical next to your face. The reason I recommend the surgical out is that you can then reuse it because you can't rewash the surgical, but you can, of course, rewash the cloth.
Any limits on how many times you can reuse it if you're keeping it on the outside of the cloth?
If you keep it on the outside, use it until it's sagging on the sides, and that usually is about 5 days. Because you want it, it's really improving the fit and also providing multiple different blocking mechanisms to block out the virus. And that is our kind of cheap and simple way to simulate an N95.
That is fantastic. That is like more practical information than I've gotten
out of monitoring
a couple months of public health briefings. So thank you so much.
I just wrote it. Thank you.